At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
This is John Batchelor. I spoke with Victor Davis Hanson, a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, about the editorial in the Wall Street Journal addressing the indictments of Donald Trump for his conduct on and before January 6, 2021, to do with the challenge to the vice president's duties to vouchsafe the Electoral College and confirm that President Trump would leave office in January and that President Biden would then be inaugurated. The challenge that Mr. Trump arranged was based on, as we know now, him denying that the election was honest, saying it was stolen. Well, the indictments are troubling to the Wall Street Journal, and Victor Davis Hanson comments on it. There are many reasons, but we come to a political reason, because it would appear, according to the Wall Street Journal, that the Democratic Party wants Trump to be the nominee of the Republican Party because they've beaten him once, 2020. He's not been successful in any of his endorsements. He's very unpopular for a large part of the Republican Party. And he would be easy for Joe Biden or anyone else to defeat, is the intention of the Democratic Party. Here's Victor as to how it works.
Oh, yes. I think the Wall Street Journal before has editorialized that and said that it was working magnificently. And before these indictments started, my Mr. Bragg started, DeSantis and he were neck and neck. And it obviously gives people anger on the right or the conservative or the independents, and they have natural empathy for Trump. But when you see four different prosecutors and New York and Washington and Miami juries, they're not going to acquit Donald Trump. They're going to nullify any evidence that's produced, and they're going to convict him. And the Atlanta jury will convict him. The New York jury will convict him. The Washington jury will convict him. And if you have this judge who has thrown the January 6 people in jail for years, he may not even get bail. So I think they want him to be nominated, and then they're going to completely hemorrhage him so that he is a defunct candidate, and the Republicans will be forced to, if he gets the nomination, do something like, you know, George McGovern in 1972 when he removed Eagleton, and then he didn't know who to bring in at the last moment, Sergeant Shriver. So that's the aim of this. It's a politicalization of the Department of Justice, and it doesn't apply. At the same time, we're looking at...
I'm John Batchelor.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy. Just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.